Hello, it's Sarah here, and welcome to the Rise Priestess podcast. This is a podcast for healers and leaders, the potent priestesses, witches, activists, and Aquarians of the world who are here to contribute to the liberation of people and the healing of our planet. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Coxon. I'm an archaeologist turned author, priestess, healer, inner alchemy witch, business strategist, and regenerative guide. I'm here to help you heal from stress and hustle, bring forth your most potent medicine into the world, and increase your capacity to receive everything you need to flourish and thrive. Because your expansion is a gift to the world. I'm so glad to welcome you here, and I'm excited to dive into today's episode. And welcome back to another episode of the Rise Priestess podcast. You may hear there's a slight huskiness to my voice. I was sick with flu last week, and although I feel so much better back to normal this week, that lingering huskiness is still there. Maybe it's going to add to this episode. Maybe I sound sexier. Who knows? Anyway, just so you know what's going on there. And in this episode, I am going to be riffing on why you might find it so difficult to receive the love, the money, the pleasure, the support, the joy you desire, anything you desire really, and what needs to happen to change that. And a lot of what I share will be through the lens of working with the nervous system, because receiving isn't a mindset per se, it's a way of being in the world that's underpinned by nervous system states. And I'll also be sharing more about our retreat this July in Portugal, and how we've carefully designed it to help you come home to yourself and open up your receiving channels in all areas of your life. This episode is part one of a two-part series, and my intention with these episodes is that they really help you to start to build your capacity to receive. And so it's something that you might want to listen to again and again and again, because these concepts, these practices, these ways of being, it's not that we listen to them once and then we get it. This is a constant work in progress. So let's get straight to it. Receiving is such an interesting topic of conversation. And most of the people who come to work with me, they have a conflicted relationship to receiving. They long to receive, whether that's love, whether that's pleasure, money, clients, recognition, all of these things. But they also deflect it or block it too, because it feels really uncomfortable to allow it in. And I like to think of receiving as a four-part process. There's knowing what you need or want, expressing that you would like it, allowing it to be presented to you, and feeling safe to have it. This is important because we need to understand where we are blocked in our receiving journey. It's going to be one or all four of these parts potentially. And that's what I want to explore in these two episodes. So you're gonna have some aha moments, you're gonna see things a bit clearly, and also be given a little bit more of a roadmap on you know, what to focus on to start to change that. So the first part is knowing our needs. So the tendency to not know our needs and under-receive as a consequence is really due to default nervous system patterns. And typically, women, females, those of us with higher levels of estrogen are more likely to overgive and underreceive, because there's a biological component to this. Estrogen is the social bonding hormone, and it's responsible for greater attunement to others. It's a vital part of the social nervous system, the newest branch of the nervous system that is responsible for finding safety and connection with others. When we feel safe, we are able to connect deeper with others. But under threat or in the face of perceived threat, this can trigger fawning, a nervous system response that underpins behaviors such as people pleasing, overgiving, allowing our boundaries to be shot. And this is all in a bid to maintain relational safety and avoid judgment and rejection. Now, I'm not saying that males or other genders don't experience this. I always know that this is a bit murky territory when we're talking about women and men and males versus females. But what I'm just saying is that biologically speaking, females are predisposed, or those of us that are producing a lot of estrogen are predisposed to this because they operate far more within the social nervous system. Now, when it comes to giving and receiving, it's important to understand that this is a dynamic that's always playing out in a relationship. So those who have a hard time receiving usually feel safer in the giving role. And maybe this is really obvious, but we can't necessarily give and receive at exactly the same time. We're either embodying one way of being or the other. So because of our wiring, we are, and I say we, I'm assuming most of you are females, women, maybe some of you are men. Anyway, but because of the wiring of females, those of us that are estrogen dominant, we're often more predisposed to giving and nurturing. So naturally, we just tend to embody that more. Maybe take a few moments to see where this, you know, how this is landing for you. Does this feel true for you? Does this feel like, yeah, actually, that makes a lot of sense? There can also be a developmental aspect at play, meaning if as children, we weren't sufficiently attuned to physically, but also emotionally, then we can start to learn that our needs don't matter. It is painful as a young child to have needs and not get them met. This could be needs for being seen, being validated, being witnessed, being loved, even as we're being our weird, wonderful selves. So it can be painful to not have these needs met, so we learn not to have needs, and we can become hyper independent, or we start to take the role of attuned caregiver ourselves. So we're the ones who are looking after everyone else's needs, kind of understanding what they need, giving them what they need, because it just feels safer, and that's how we maintain that relational safety. And actually, a lot of healers and therapists and coaches and guides and facilitators kind of have this attuning. Very often, you know, the saying, our pain is our purpose. So very often that kind of very subtle wounding that we may not even realize is wounding can be driving some of our desire to be space holders. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But it's not great if we're under-receiving and burning ourselves out and depleting ourselves in the process. So this is where sovereignty comes in. I know it's a bit of a buzzword. You can't seem to scroll, well, at least I can't seem to scroll Instagram without someone talking about sovereignty. But it's necessary. Understanding, embodying sovereignty is so necessary on our healing, personal growth journey. It is what sovereignty is, it's a reclamation of our needs and boundaries. So this is the work that most people don't want to do. Sovereignty can sound really sexy, but actually when you get down to it, the work isn't sexy because it's at the core of everything and it's really, 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 really tender. This is something that my coach, Rachel Maddox, really kind of instilled in me, that this is like really looking at your needs is such tender work. It's very uncomfortable. And I have women who say, I want to learn how to receive more. And I say, okay, well, we need to go deeper then into owning your needs. And there's always contraction to begin with. Because it goes against all the messaging out there that you can be this strong, independent woman and needing others and needing things is weak. But it's not. We all have needs. And I think a lot of us worry about codependency, but there's a difference between codependency and interdependency. And the truth is that as animals, we are animals after all. We are animals. As animals, as mammals, especially our species, we we have this social nervous system. We need each other. We really, really do. So there is that interdependency. It's very, very natural. And it's just bizarre that our culture has tried to make a step away from that. It's a lot more about I and not we. And there's a problem with that. So we all have needs. And maybe it's just kind of useful. I don't know. Maybe it's useful for me to list my needs right now. Because I did a lot of work on this because the words I need used to stick in my throat. And now I'm like, yeah, I've got loads of needs and I'm proud. So maybe it's good that I list my needs. And my hope is by sharing this, it helps you to see that needing isn't a dirty thing. So I need to be happy and healthy and fulfilled. Let's get more tangible, Sarah. I need my husband. I need my friends. I need my parents. I need good food. I need 8 hours of sleep. Mostly. I need community. I need to be surrounded by people. I need to be touched by people. I need to be loved and validated and witnessed and seen and heard. I need to be treated as a human being and not a robot. I need time out away from my responsibilities. I need people like you to listen to my podcast or I wouldn't keep going with it. And I need to create, I need to share my voice. I need clients, I need money. I also need clients who get me. I need good recurring income. I need to have savings and investments. I need to take time out just for me. I need to be looked after. I need to be asked, are you okay? What do you need? I need to do things that are just for me and my well-being. I need to look after other people too, to feel like my life has meaning. I need to do the work I'm doing to feel fulfilled. I need to connect with Gaia. I need to grieve what's happening on our planet. I need to rejoice and dance and sing about what still is working. So there are so many things that I need. That's not even an exhausted list. And I don't have to justify why I need them. Just like you don't have to justify what you need. You just need them. And because I have them, most of these things, on a regular basis, I am fairly nourished. And when I feel depleted, it's because I've forgotten, like I haven't recognized a need that needs to be met, or I haven't allowed myself to have that particular need met. And it's the same for you. So what do you need? I invite you to pause this podcast right now, whip out your phone, you know, the notes on your phone, and write your list now, at least 25 things. Start each one with I need, and notice what happens in your body. Maybe there's contraction or sadness. These are the needs to lean into. And maybe a circle of few that really, really stand out for you. These are the needs to focus on owning and receiving. Now, you're probably going to want to skip this part completely, and it's fine if you do, but just recognize that that's your default. That's you. It's probably an indication that you don't really honor your needs. So maybe pause right now. Have a bit of a pattern disrupt by pausing, doing it, and seeing what comes up. It will be more healing than you know. So welcome back. Okay, so needs. Owning your needs. Hopefully you wrote that list. So another part of sovereignty is owning your boundaries. stepping away from what's not actually your responsibility, and being able to say no to things that deplete you. This work is so important that we've named our Portugal retreat Inner Sovereignty, because sovereignty is a path to greater freedom. And sometimes the best thing you can do to develop it intentionally is to step away from your responsibilities a little bit and let yourself be seen and held. Women hold a lot, right? We do so much for others, and sovereignty is this muscle that we have to build, because it's coming home to ourselves, regrouping our energy, calling back in our essence. That's why I believe in retreats. They're a really powerful reset, especially if the retreat is designed in such a way to help guide you through an inner alchemical process, which of course our retreat in Portugal is. So boundaries. Remember, from a nervous system perspective, people who have a hard time with saying no tend to have a hard time saying yes and receiving. Maybe see if that lands true for you. That's why working on your sovereignty can be a crucial aspect of this work when embodying sovereignty, the capacity to know what's yours and know what is another's, and understand boundaries as a part of this. It increases your capacity to receive, because when you can say yes to the degree that you can say no, then you've grown your capacity on both ends of the spectrum. So saying no is about not letting in what is not good for us, or not giving out what is not good for us. And saying yes is about receiving what feels good for us. Sometimes we can say yes when we mean no, though. So maybe seeing if that lands true for you when it comes to boundaries. Where are you letting your boundaries be violated or crossed, let's say? And I think it's really important here as well, especially around the boundaries piece, that this isn't about cutting everyone out. There's a lot of stuff on Instagram at the moment. You know, you need to cut out these people in your life, and you need to do this and that. And sure, in some extreme circumstances, that's the best thing to do, right? You know, particularly if it's very abusive circumstances. But in general, like that, I don't feel like that's very good advice, because boundaries is a way of being, and it's a physiology. And it's really about our ability to say no and protect ourselves. And that means being connected to our instinctive ability to know what we need and say yes or no to things. And we don't need to cut people out in order to do that. You know, it's like, oh, such and such person is toxic. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe you just haven't yet grown your capacity to really be rooted in your no. Because no, like, someone isn't 100% toxic, right? There are things that are also beautiful about them. So yeah, this is a little bit different from the just cut everyone out. This is not the kind of boundaries we're talking about. Boundaries is about accessing healthy aggression, being able to understand when our boundaries are being violated, and to be able to act from that instinctive wisdom. So we're coming to the end of part one now, and in part two I share perhaps the most important things to focus on to build your capacity to receive. It will be available after 7 days of the publishing of this episode you're listening to now. So go and check and see if it's available, or make sure you subscribe to make sure that you don't miss it. Before then, I want to share with you a little bit more about our retreat in Portugal this July, which I am co-hosting with Lynette Witt of The Spiritual Feminist. This retreat is, I'm so excited for it. This retreat is an opportunity to really give back to yourself, expand your receiving capacity, fill your own cup, and leave feeling nourished back to sovereign wholeness. And our intention is to co-create a non-judgmental and nourishing space for you to step away from your daily responsibilities, release built-up tension from modern-day living, rediscover your aliveness, connect to a deeper sense of belonging, and leave feeling regenerated and inspired and ready for your next chapter. It's these kinds of experiences that pave the way for more receiving, because it acts like a nervous system reset. When we are exposed to beauty, community, good environment, nourishing food for long enough, our systems rewire. And with the alchemical process we're taking you through, your system won't be the same as it was before. You'll be prepped and primed, ready to receive better than ever before. So to find out more and to claim your spot, then you can visit the link in the show notes. A little bit more about where the retreat is taking place. The retreat takes place in the Shanti space, which is this really beautiful, gorgeous, hidden little gem. It's only a 40-minute, really cheap Uber from Lisbon, so it's really, really easy to get to. And the land here is just, oh, it's just so precious, with wild flowers, berries, trees everywhere you turn. There's a grandmother willow in the grounds as well, and we do a lot of workshops underneath her. And this land once belonged to Islamic cultures, and I like to think maybe Sufi mystics as well, because there's such a potent magic to this land. So it feels like a very powerful and transformative space. Everyone that comes here just falls in love with it, basically. And it's the perfect space for this kind of retreat. There are nearby beaches, it's nature, nourishing food, glorious weather. So spots are filling. So if you're feeling that inner nudge and a sense of excitement and thinking, yeah, retreat in Portugal. Yeah, this sounds like exactly what I'm needing right now. Then definitely follow that inner nudge and join us. I would love to hug you in real life. I think that intimate in-person spaces are so, so precious. And post-pandemic, these are such precious opportunities to work together in person. And I'm honestly not sure when my next in-person offering will be. So if you love this podcast and you love the kind of work that I do, then definitely consider coming joining us in person. It's going to be a very, very intimate retreat. So come and let me welcome you in Portugal. So you can book your spot with a small deposit today by clicking the link in the show notes. And if you have any questions or concerns or anything that you're wondering about the retreat, whether it's a good fit, feel free to message me on Instagram at Dr. Sarah Coxon. Or you can email me, sarah@drsarahcoxon.com. And we can just have an honest exchange. I'm not here to sell you into anything that isn't right for you, but maybe you have some questions that you would like to ask before making your decision. And I look forward to seeing you next time for part 2 of how to get better at receiving. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Rise Priestess podcast. And I'd love to invite you to consider perhaps sharing this episode on your social media stories to spread the word. There is way more goodness where this came from. If you'd like to go deeper with my work and receive free exclusive monthly inspiration, contemplations, and practices that I don't share anywhere else, then you can sign up for the Regenerate newsletter by heading over to drsarahcoxon.com and following the link. See you over there, and thanks for tuning in.